This is lesson number 19 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And in lesson number 19, we will study Mishnah Tes and Yud, the 9th and 10th Mishnah of Perek Daled, of the 4th Perek of Challah. The 9th Mishnah follows on the footsteps, on the heels, so to speak, of the 8th Mishnah. In the 8th Mishnah, we learned that Chalas Chutz La'aretz, Challah, which is given in that region of Eretz Yisrael, which was conquered neither by the Olei Mitzrayim nor by the Olei Bavel, has a halacha of Chutz La'aretz, and therefore that Challah can be given to any Kohen. What does it mean to any Kohen? So there are those Rishonim who say that it means it can even be given to a Kohen Am Ha'oretz. This is the opinion of the Rambam. However, others say that it can never be given to a Kohen Am Ha'oretz, but it can be given to any Kohen, even a Kohen who was not careful to eat his chulin b'tahara. In Torah, you can eat chulin, not truma, betuma, even if you're a Kohen. However, extra medaktikim, if the Kohen was extra careful, he would eat everything betahara. So there are those who are not as lenient as the Rambam, and say when it says in the Mishnah, kol Kohen, it doesn't mean just to any Kohen, even a Kohen Am Ha'aretz, but it means to a Kohen who is not necessarily careful to eat his chulin betahara. For the purposes of simplicity, in this Mishnah, I will follow the Rambam, and we say that when it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, Ve'elu nitnin l'kol kohen, the following can be given to any kohen, I will translate it as any kohen, even a kohen am ha'oretz who was not careful at all in the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. So there's a long list here. First of all, ha'charomim. Charomim, if a person says, I hereby take my property or some of my property, my furniture, my animals, whatever, and I donate it as a cherem. That's the word, cherem, which means something put aside. The pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai, Parshas Bahar, Ach kol cherem asher yachrim ish la'ashem mikol asher lo, lo yimocher v'lo yigoel. So that's a cherem. That cherem belongs to the Kohanim, as it says in Parshas Korach, kol cherem b'Yisroel l'cho yiyah. L'cho being to Aaron and his descendants. So that can be given to any Kohen. V'habachoros, the firstborn of a cow, a goat, a sheep, of a b'chor behemah tohoro, the halacha is that if it is has no blemish, it's a tam, it has no mum, it's a mitzvah to give it as a korban to the mizbeach, but it's like a korban shlomim in a sense, and the flesh is eaten by the Kohanim anywhere in Yerushalayim. If the firstborn is a balmum, it has a blemish of the type of blemishes which we will study in detail in Maseches Bechoros, then it belongs still to the Kohen. It's mamon Kohen. The Kohen can use it as he chooses with certain halachic restrictions. Ufidyon haben, the 5 shkolim that are given for a firstborn male child are also can be given to any Kohen. Upidyon petach hamor, the din is, if it's a firstborn chamor, firstborn donkey, that firstborn donkey has to be exchanged for a sheep. Peter chamor tiftevese. And the sheep is given to a Kohen, has no special kedusha, it's not a korban, belongs to the Kohen. Here too, it could be any Kohen. Vahazroa vahalochayayim vahakeva. There are 3 sections of an animal that if a person shechts any animal, so midin Torah, the forearm, the right forearm of the animal, the lechayayim, the cheekbone, and the keva, one of the stomachs, has to be given to a kohen. That's matnas kohuna. The pasuk says, "V'nosan la'kohen hazroa v'halchayayim v'hakeva." Vereshis hagez, the first shearing, shearing from a sheep. Certain amount of it also has to be given as a gift to a Kohen. This too is any Kohen. v'shemen sreifa, if you have truma which became tome, so the din is that truma, let's say oil of truma, which became olive oil of truma, which became tome, that has to be burnt. It can be given to any Kohen to burn, and the Kohen, when he burns it, can use the light or the heat of the fire for his own benefit. For Kodshei HaMikdosh, Korbonos, which are brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, can be given to any Kohen. And the rationale is that in the Beis HaMikdosh, everyone is careful. Even a Kohen who is an Am Haaretz, not so learned, nevertheless will keep the laws of Tahara. As opposed to Truma or Challah, which can be given anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not only in Yerushalayim. And therefore, they're given what's called Bigvulin, anywhere, Tzvas, Tveria, wherever. And therefore, there, a person who's not so learned is not so careful to keep everything b'tahara. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, Kodshei HaMikdosh, Korbonos, can be given to any Kohen. V'habikurim, Bikurim, the first fruits, are also brought to the Beis HaMikdosh and given to the Kohen who are serving at the time that the Bikurim is brought, and this too can be given to any Kohen according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Babikurim. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees, and he says you can't give Bikurim to any Kohen. Bikurim can only be given to a Kohen Chover, to a Kohen who is learned and not an Am Haoretz. And the reason is, Rabbi Yehuda says, a korban, if you bring to the Beis HaMikdosh and give it to the Kohen will be careful, even if he's not a chover, to keep it pitahara. But bikurim, there's no avoda. You bring a date, a fig, whatever, a pomegranate, the grapes, you give it to the Kohen, he can go home and use it in his fruit salad. He doesn't have to, no korban involved. Therefore, we're concerned that he might not keep it pitahara if he is not a Kohen Chover. Karshinim. Karshinim is a certain type of fodder for food for animals, which normally is food for animals, but if a person is really hungry, a human can eat it too. So Karshine Trumo, Rabbi Akiva Matir, Rabbi Akiva holds, consistent with his opinion in Meseches Maaseh Sheni, Perek Beis Mishneh Dalet, where he says that karshinim are not considered ma'achol odom. And therefore, karshinei truma can be given to any kohen. The chachomim osrim. The chachomim say no. They say since in a famine, a person, a human, would eat karshinim, so therefore they are considered ochel, and the halacha is like every kind of truma, which is only given to a kohen chover. So we have completed Mishnah Tes, the ninth Mishnah. We go on to Mishnah Yud. And the underlying principle of Mishnah Yud is that it is not permitted to bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The same thing is true with Challah. Challah and Truma are almost identical in their halachos. Our Mishnah actually cites some actual cases, instances, in which important people brought various gifts from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they were not accepted. Remember, Chutz La'aretz, lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, have a din tuma, tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So Nitai ish Tekoa, Nitai who was from Tekoa, hevi chalos mi beisor. He brought cholos from beisor. Now this beisor is not the beitar. Beitar is now, and is in the time, was in the time of the Mishnah, a bona fide section of Eretz Yisrael, bona fide city in Eretz Yisrael. The Beitar in question, and some have the Girsa, Beitur, Beis Yud Yud Tof of Reish, it's a place somewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. Below Kiblu, Mimenu. They didn't accept it from him, because they felt this Challah became Tomei in this Chutz La'aretz place of Beisor. Anshe Alexandria, the people from Alexandria, Egypt, which is certainly outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's in Egypt, they brought their chalosehem me Alexandria, velo kiblu mehem, and the chachamim did not accept it. The reason here is this. To eat these chalos is impossible, because people might think, oi, look, he's eating truma tameya, because they know it came from Eretz Yisrael. Many know that it came from Eretz Yisrael. if then he knows that it came from Chutz La'aretz and therefore is Tomei B'tumas Eretz O'amim. To burn them is impossible because some people won't know it came from Alexandria. They think it came from Yerushalayim, Tzfas, or wherever. And they will say, oh, we saw people burning Truma Tahora, which is not permitted. To bring them back to Alexandria, you can't do that either, because people will say, oh, you see, Truma is going outside of Eretz Yisrael. Not allowed to have that. Therefore, the Yerushalmi says, you take these chalos, leave them till Erev Pesach, and burn them with the chometz. Anshei Har Tzavoim, the people from a place called Har Tzavoim, which is a place in Eretz Yisrael, Heviu Bikureihem, they brought their Bikurim, which is perfectly legitimate, but they brought it too soon. Kodem Lo Atzeres. Bikurim should be brought from Shavuos on, and they brought it before Shavuos, for Lo Kiblu Mehem, and it was not accepted. Shenema, Mibnei HaKosov Shabbat Torah, because the Pasuk says, V'chak HaKotzir Bikurei Ma'asecho Asher Tizra Basodeh. On the day of Shavuos, you bring a korban called the Shtei Alechem, and those two breads which are brought as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos, they are matir bikurim. They permit the bringing of bikurim. After that, you can bring bikurim from Shavuos on. But they brought it before Shavuos, so it wasn't accepted. Interestingly enough, this Mishnah here in Chalah Perek Dalet stands in contradiction to a Mishnah in Menachos, Perek Yud, Mishneh Vav, where there it says beferish that if you bring Bikurim before the Shtei Alechem, before Shavuos, it's kosher. How do you resolve this difference? Interestingly, the Rambam says you don't resolve it. Ein meviim Bikurim kodim la'atzeres, v'im hevi ein mekablim mimenu, eliyanicham sham achetovo atzeres v'yikro aleihem shem. That this remains the halacha, feels the Rambam, that you're not supposed to bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim before Shavuos. If you do, you leave it there until Shavuos and then go through with the rest of the Bikurim ritual. And so we have finished lesson number 19.